someone cares for you.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. We're going to take you into a message today entitled, Blessed Are They That Do. Glory to God. You have to do the Word of God. You can't just say, I believe and trust in the grace and the cross and not do nothing. Blessed are they that do. James 1 and verse 22 says, But be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Revelation 22:14 says, Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. Luke 6:46, Jesus said, Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father. Let's go into the word entitled, Blessed are they that do. God bless you.
Over the word. Thank you, Father, for the truth of the word of God. Thank you for what you're teaching and training us in. I'm so grateful how you're opening up the treasure chest of the entire Bible. I thank you, Father God. I've established my life in this truth, in this word, and I'm grateful, Lord, and I'm not selfish. Therefore, I want to teach others. I want others to walk like we walk, Father, but we thank you that we've become the first example. And Lord God, we're so good to walk holy every day. So good to be in covenant with you. So good to know you. But Lord, we want other people to know you. And I pray that you'll comfort them in every way in Jesus' name. Now, thank you for this truth and thank you for your word. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Okay, now I'm excited about teaching this morning. I love to teach God's word. I want to go to my text. I got three verses of scripture for my text. Revelation 22, verse 16 first. Revelation 22, verse 16. It says, I, Jesus. Who is that talking? I want to say this. Now, please, y'all look at the word and listen to it now. And listen to the Holy Spirit. If Jesus say something, please don't let no preacher tell you something other than what Jesus say. Because there's a lot of teaching in what is called the church. And Jesus ain't never said some of this stuff people preaching. So when you see Jesus say something, don't let some skillful minister twist it and make it sound like something else. So let's believe what Jesus say. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. He's testifying these things where? In the churches. Okay, they for the church. Because Jesus going to say some things here. And the angels that assisted them and John that the church don't teach. Amen. The church, when I said church, I'm talking about church, what we know to be church. The church and the message is completely different from what Jesus said. And it's time for people to really wake up and let's embrace what Jesus say to the church. Not what somebody say he said to the church. Okay. So he sent to testify unto you these things in the churches, all of them. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. Jesus, he said, I, Jesus, testify these things. Okay, Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly. He's coming quickly. It's been a long time since Calvary. But when he comes, it's going to be so fast, you ain't going to have time to get ready. You ain't going to have time to say, God, forgive me. You ain't going to have time to go back and get nothing from the house. It's going to happen so quick. I'm telling you, one of these old days, it's going to happen so quickly, it's going to blow your mind. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about I'm going to come quickly like in two more days. He said, when he come, it's going to happen fast. I'm telling you. He said, surely, for behold, I come quickly. And now when he come, my reward is with me. All right? Now, the reward is going to be dependent upon something. He said, my reward is with me to give to every man as his work shall be. Now, please don't let no preacher change what Jesus just said, okay? Because people say, as long as you have faith in God, long as God understand my heart, and, you know, God, I have faith in him, I trust him, he ain't going to give no rewards based on what you think. He going to give rewards based on his works, whatever work, whatever you're doing, however you're living, whatever you're doing when he come quickly, that's going to determine your reward. Now, please don't let no church, you see, I know y'all got it here. I know y'all understand it. But when I'm teaching, some of this go on radio, right? So that's why I have to emphasize this, because I'm telling you, they got some slick preachers, and they are teaching people completely opposed to what Jesus taught in the Bible and the apostles. So don't let nobody fool you now. Whenever he come, and when he come quickly, he going to give you a reward, but the reward is going to be based on how you've been living and what you've been doing. Amen. So every one of us can determine the type of reward we're going to receive from him, okay, based on what we do with our lives and in life, okay? And I'm going through this slow. All right, next verse, Revelation 22:14. Blessed, now watch this now. Now, Jesus still talking, John still writing, and Jesus done testified to John, and John writing this. Now watch this. Blessed are they that do his commandments. I'm telling you, the average church said the commandments are gone. You don't have to keep the commandments. There's no law under grace. And I'm telling you, these folks don't understand grace, and they don't understand law in the Bible. Because there are scriptures in the Bible that say we are not under law, we are under grace. I'm telling you, they're confused. And that scripture not saying what they think is saying. Where in the universe you can go where there is no law? Come on now, think with me. Name a city, a state, a place, a planet. Name somewhere in the universe where there is no law. Nowhere but church. But in some preacher's pulpit and church, that's the only place you can go. And really and truly, law is there too. They just trying to make you think ain't no law there. There is nowhere you can go where there is no law. There's a law of gravity here. Jump off a chair. You going to fall. So don't let nobody trick you, church. Don't let no preacher trick you. Don't let no church trick you. There's nowhere you can go where there is no law. Amen. Now, the scripture said, blessed are they that do his commandments. Let me leave that low. That they may have the right to the tree of life. I want life after this life. And I understand that if I'm going to have life after this life, I have to, in this life, keep God's commandments. Hallelujah. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, all people. God's got laws and God's got commandments. And the Bible said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Now, if you read the verses around this and in the other chapters, it said, now outside of the city is nothing but dogs, whoremongers, liars, cheaters, them that love lie, everybody that broke the law. They didn't make it. They outside the city, and they would be tormented day and night in the presence of God and his holy angels. But the ones that honored God and kept his commandment gonna have a right to enter through the gates into the city. And Sister Deshondra, I want you to figure out a way where we can get a poster, or you know, sometime we can just let it set up here, you or Nisha, and Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12, verse 13. I just want this to kind of stay posted sometime. Either we can get some signs or banners. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It says the natural wisest man who ever lived was Solomon, and he tried all kinds of foolish things. He tried all kinds of sins, and God allowed him to go test everything. And that man said, "I found out that though it's just vanity of vanities. Everything is vain and empty and comes to nothing. The only true thing is to keep God's commandments. And fear God and keep his commandments." He said, this is the whole duty of man. And now the church telling us ain't no law, ain't no commandment, we under grace. Where is that in the Bible when I, Jesus, done testified to all the churches? And John said that blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may enter into the city. Now, where is that? I'm telling you, these brethren don't have it right. And Hebrews, if you go read this now, Hebrews chapter, start at verse 5, go all the way to the end. He talks about the first principles of the oracles of God. The oracles of God, he's referencing to the Ten Commandments. Ten commandments, no more. It wasn't supposed to be but ten commandments, ten laws, and those ten laws still good today. And when you're born again, they just been put within us. And in the old covenant, Old Testament, they was written on stone. In the new covenant, they written inside of us. And those 10 commandments going to show up at the last day. He going to judge us all by those 10 commandments. I'm so glad I found out how simple this thing is. Amen. And that Bible says, it said he gave 10 and added no more. No more. Just 10. Glory to God. Let me keep traveling here. But Ecclesiastes say your whole duty is to fear God and keep his commandments. And the average church said the commandments are gone. Here's my thought. The oracles of God is the 10 commandments. When you read Hebrews, he said, under the new covenant now, with new Christians, he said the first principles of the oracles of God is the 10 commandments. In other words, the Bible telling you there that the first thing when you're born again and come into the kingdom that you should understand and should apply to your life as a New Testament Christian is the 10 commandments. And those verses say that if these are not the first principles we learn and understand how they function in our life, everything else in the Bible, you're going to be unskillful in it. And that's why the church is confused now. That's why most ministers are confused. Because the Bible said if you don't get these 10 things right, these first principles right, then you're unskillful in this word. And they got major ministers up teaching right now, trying to teach this book to more. Their churches are packed. Their pockets are packed. The bank account packed. And they empty. And they are unskillful in this word of righteousness. Simply because they didn't do what that Bible say. The first principles of the oracles of God is understanding how these 10 things apply in the new covenant. Hallelujah. And Peter said, 1 Peter 2 verse 2, you are, when you're born again, desire the sincere milk of the word. That is the 10 commandments. And see, I could spend the rest of the service proving that. But all you got to do is go back to my website. I done did a lot of teaching on it already. But I promise you, the oracles of God, the lively oracles, the 10 commandments, all those are the same thing. And those 10 commandments will never die. Those 10 commandments was the only commandments and the only laws God wanted the whole human race, first Israel, to operate by. And when they broke them, then they got 613 laws called the Mosaic Law. The Mosaic Law was a punishment for breaking 10. Now, when Jesus died, he ended the 613 and went right back to the 10. And so when you read your New Testament and say Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, and when you read your New Testament and you read scriptures that say we're not under law, please understand he's saying you're not under the 613. He's not saying you ain't under the 10. Please, you got to understand that. Because so many ministers trying to preach this Bible and got folks screwed up. Got the church screwed up. Those 10 commandments will face you at the end of your life. And if you don't understand these and see how they apply in the wisdom of God in your everyday life, you unskillful. Everything you know about that Bible, you unskillful. You don't really even understand your own Bible is what the scriptures say. And Peter, he said that if any man speak, and if any man preach, he need to preach in line with these 10 commandments. That's what Peter said. All the apostles taught this. Why is it we're just not learning this? I don't know, but I'm glad I'm learning it. I'm glad God done showed it to me. Hallelujah. And he let the church travel in a lot. The church done traveled a long time. And churches look good. Preachers look good. They look like they know what they're talking about. But the Bible said if you don't get these right here, you unskillful in everything you preach it. You don't even know how to live. Glory to God. It said, bless the day that do his commandments in the New Testament. And John still testifying, Jesus still testifying to all the churches. And he said, bless the day that do his commandments. And they said, don't do them. They said the cross preacher said, no, you just believe. They don't even know what believe is. Let me show you something about believing. Go to Genesis 26. I think it's 26:5. Genesis, I'm just following the Holy Ghost here. Genesis 26, verse 5. Let's see, is it verse 5 or verse 6? All right, verse 5. Watch this. Now, Sister Peggy, get a mic and read Romans 4 verse 3. See, because your preachers, I'm informing the body of Christ. You know, 7 years old, God put his hand on my life to preach and inform the church about how preachers are misled and misleading people. I didn't call myself to do this. You know, and I mean, I had a guy call me from Houston. He said, "Man, I ain't never heard of nobody preaching to the preachers. Have you?" He's talking to the one that's preaching to the preachers. I said, "No, I ain't never heard of it until I read the Bible." When you read the Bible, all the apostles talked to the preachers and educated the preachers and the church. And see, this is not just a message for preachers. It's for you saints, because you saints sat under preachers. And some of these preachers don't even know what they're doing picking this Bible up talking about trying to teach you. So you blessed to hear this. read Romans 4 verse 3. They use this a lot. Romans 4 verse 3.
"For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness."
Now, preachers teach, and I don't know if y'all ever heard this, but the churches teach that scripture right there. And they try to build a doctrine off it. Just believe God. Bible said just believe God. Abraham just believed. Let me go to show you what the Bible means by believing. You can't take that scripture and teach people and just teach people as long as you believe in God, as long as you believe in the cross, as long as you believe in his grace, and you think that's what that Bible said. Let's go see what Abraham really did to qualify as one that believed God. Let's go see. All right, Genesis 26 and verse 5. It says, "Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments," he kept the commandments, "he kept my statutes, and he kept my laws." Now, that's what Abraham did. So when you jump over here and read this verse right here, Abraham believed God and it was accounted for him for righteousness. Don't you dare think that's just believing. Because see, the Bible and see, scripture got to interpret other scriptures. And what happens is when somebody get up and teach you this Bible and they take that scripture right there and just teach you, and make you feel like you're okay, like you are, long as you believe. That's not true. Because this book tells you how Abraham believed. Why the Bible qualified Abraham as a believer. So you're not a believer till you do this. Obey his voice. Keep his charge. Keep his commandments. Keep his statutes. And keep his laws. Now when you do that, then you believe God. Don't raise your hand. I wonder how many people believe God this morning. Let's go to another scripture. James. Hallelujah. And see, that's why any wise man, everybody in the city ought to be preaching this. This man of God, I've been preaching on the commandments. This man of God got up and really taught. He blessed me with the increase he got. That's a wise preacher. Every preacher should be teaching this now in their church, because they know they're not teaching this to the people. Because none of us unique. And whenever God give a revelation, if it's the truth, everybody in the city ought to be telling people the same thing. In one way or the other, that's what I'm saying. And if somebody preach something that is truth, I ought to be preaching it to you or bring that truth to you. That show you concern about people's soul and people understanding what it means to serve God. Now, if a leader have a problem with that, that leader got a problem. And we follow a lot of problem leaders. And Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, you're going in the ditch with him. I love Reb, okay? No problem. You should love Reb if Reb telling you the truth. But if he's not, you going in the same ditch with Reb. You say, "I got the first brick here. Your brick ain't, the bricks ain't going to hell." Now, folks, I'm telling you, this is, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't mean no harm. I just mean to tell the truth. All right, James. Hallelujah. See, 7 years old, God called me to do this. Hallelujah. 7 years old, I'm a little boy sitting on my mama's lap, and the preacher up preaching, and I'm looking at my mom, I'm looking at the preacher. And 7 years old, I'm trying to figure out, what is this man saying? And I got frustrated, and I said, God, if you ever called me to preach, I was mad. You ever called me to preach, help me say something people can understand. Now, and then one day, recently, I was riding down the road, and he said, that wasn't you requesting that. That was me letting you see I've been frustrated with this pulpit a long time. God's frustrated with some of these preachers, I'm telling y'all. And I want to thank the family for allowing me to interject my passion when I was at y'all funeral the other day. You know, amen? Because everywhere I go, some of these preachers need to hear this. They the one get up telling folk, you can't stop sinning. Everybody goes, preacher, if a preacher tell you, can't nobody stop sinning, can't nobody live holy every day, and no such thing as sinless perfection, you know what that preacher just told you? That preacher just told you he's sinning. And you giving him your money and following him. 7 years old, God put his passion on my life, and I'm recently finding out God was letting me feel as a seven-year-old boy, I'm sick of this foolishness in the pulpit. And I want somebody to address it. Took him 37 years to raise up a man to address it. And people calling me saying, I ain't never heard nobody preach to the preachers. What's wrong with that then when the Bible do it? And not only am I preaching to the preachers, I'm preaching to the saints, informing you of leadership. Now when I inform you, you ought to do something. Because your soul will hang in the balance of what you're hearing and being taught. And look, Jesus prophesied Luke 6:39. He said, you're going to go in the same ditch with him. Now, you can't honor a preacher and say, he all right. But he's teaching against the book. No, he ain't going to no all right place, and you ain't either. Jesus said that. So you're going in the same ditch with him. James 2. Okay, and let's verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God, you do well. The devils believe. So when they go get Romans 4:3, Abraham believed God. I promise you, a major preacher right here in this city, that's all he preached. That's all he talk about. And got multitudes of folks following him and swindling $4 million a month out of the people, selling books and CDs, then turn around selling Why the Cross Don't Work. And the people buy it. Preaching the cross, and then the people said, it ain't working for me. Make a book and sell it to the people why it don't work. And those people just as wrong as the preacher. Thou believest that there is one God? You do well. The devils believe. Devils, you're on the same level with the devil just believing. You got to do like Abraham. Abraham kept his statutes, kept his commandments, kept his charge, obeyed his voice, and that's why the Bible said Abraham believed God. So if you don't follow his voice, keep his statutes, do his commandments, obey him, you don't believe him. If I tell you there's a bomb in here, and y'all feel comfortable where it's nice, you know, it's feeling comfortable right now, I don't feel like moving, I get the running, you don't really believe there's a bomb in here. You don't really believe it? Because if you believe it, you'll be out of here before me. So I want y'all to see the difference between believing and really believing. So when this Bible talk about believing, man, I'm telling you, it ain't what the average church teach. It says, but thou, without no old vain man, man, call him vain. He said, you know, old vain man, that faith without works is dead. You ain't got no works. See, the church is against works. Any church that preach against works, they unskillful in this book trying to teach you. They don't understand what it is. And I know they're going to find that scripture. Not by works. You got that misinterpreted. Right. They done twisted that verse. And you letting them twist it. And you believe in them. Same ditch. It says, but thou knowest, O vain man, faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? Now you go back to Genesis 26 and verse 5. He tell you the works Abraham did. That caused the Bible to say he believed. So you keep reading that when you get a chance. Let me get to my message so I can. Okay, here's the subject. Blessed are they that do. Blessed are they that do. They teach it now. You don't do nothing. One preacher get mad if you're talking about doing something. What you going to do? I promise you they do that. Am I right, babe? What you going to do? You don't do nothing. You don't do nothing. You just stay the same way long as you believe. Folks, you're being lied to. Blessed are they that do. All right. Let's go to Mark 12, verse 28. I need to read this to you. All right. Mark 12, verse 28. Let's read a story. A couple stories here. Let me show you something. All right. Watch this story. And one of the scribes came, hearing them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well. Jesus answered them well. They couldn't catch him in nothing. Asked him, a scribe just wanted to ask Jesus a question. He said, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And this is the first commandment. Verse 31. And the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than thee. Now, look at Matthew 22 and 40. Watch what Jesus said. He said, on these two commandments, this is another gospel telling the same story. He just added another statement. This writer just added something else Jesus says, whereas the other writer just figured it was necessary to share what he saw. But this is the same story. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet, the whole Bible, the whole law of God, the entire book, truth of the book from Genesis to Revelation, hang on these two laws. Now, watch this. The Ten Commandments. Now, he said on these two laws hang everything. Everything in your Bible hangs on these two laws. Here's the law. The first four commandments basically deal with loving God. Because when you talk about don't have no other God before me, he said, don't put nobody before me. When you talk about don't make thee any graven images, don't go make something and say this is God. So you're still talking about God. This is how you love God. Thou shalt not take the name of God in vain. I'm going to end on this one because this a lot of people don't understand this. Don't take his name in vain. You're still relating to God. Remember the Sabbath day. You're still relating to God because God said, be followers of God as dear children. He worked 6 days, rested one, and what he was simply saying and pointing to is a day of rest where you come rest in Christ who become our Sabbath and stay holy. That's what that commandment was pointing to. But my point is, all of these four right here is how you love God. The rest of them is how you love everybody else.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. To call us, you can call at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the next broadcast.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.